Stephen, good morning.
Morning, Tess.
So to start off with, how does Australia compare internationally in terms of the price of prescription drugs?
Well, compared to countries like the United Kingdom, New Zealand, we pay 2 to 3 times as much as those countries. Compared to Canada, on the other hand, we pay somewhat less, about a third of what they pay. So we've got mixed results, but there's no reason from my perspective why we can't be the best.
And so why is the price of medicine in Australia so expensive? I mean, perhaps not in terms of Canada, but in other places around the world.
Yes, I think it's a combination of negotiations and policies and so on. And so just to give you one example, we have a policy in Australia called price disclosure, where we say to a big drug company, look, if you're going to give a discount to local pharmacies, you've got to give that discount to the taxpayer as well. That's a set of policy called price disclosure. What we're saying is we should say to the big drug companies, even if you're not giving a discount to pharmacies, if you're giving a discount to another country, such as England or New Zealand, then you should give the same discount to us. And so we should be benchmarking our prices about what drug companies are prepared to supply drugs for in other countries.
And it does make a lot of sense. But if we did have that in Australia, would that affect the prices majorly at all?
Oh, yes. So just that one change would mean the taxpayer would save $93 million a year, which is a fair amount of money, and also individuals would save. So, for example, on average, we'd probably see prescription prices drop by about $5 per script for non-concession holders.
And so in terms of the medicine that we do have at the moment and the prices that it is set at, do the current prices, do you think, limit some people from accessing medicine?
Oh, yes. The evidence is that somewhere between 5 and 12% of people miss out or decide not to take a medication because of the cost. And so this means that they've gone to the doctor has prescribed medication for them, so the doctor has said, you know, this medication is necessary. And when they get to the pharmacy, they say, look, I'm sorry, I can't afford this medication because of the co-payments, or I can't afford it for my kids. And that has serious consequences both for them and also for the health system, because they might end up in hospital as a result of not taking that medication.
And it is absolutely awful. Are there some medications that are put under more pressure in terms of financial situations than others?
Yes, so in every drug that goes on the Pharmaceutical Benefit Scheme, the PBS, is assessed in terms of its cost effectiveness to see whether it's worthwhile, is it worth the benefit and so on. However, what we should be doing is being more rigorous in that. And so, for example, there are many different sorts of insulin that are on the market, and the taxpayer pays vastly different prices for that different insulin. And what we're saying is that the government should say, we're only going to pay for the cheapest insulin. If the insulin is insulin and gives you the same benefit, why should we pay differential amounts? And if we were to do that, we'd save almost $500 million a year, $445 million a year through that change too.
And so just before I do let you go, Stephen, do you see this situation changing at any point soon?
Sorry, well, the budget is coming up in a few months' time, and I think what we need to be doing is saying, look, there's a serious budget situation, there's a big deficit, but also we've got a whole lot of new drugs stacked up to be approved and that have been of proven benefit have been assessed. And so what we should be doing is saying, well, one of the ways we can afford to add new drugs to the scheme is to make some savings on the scheme itself.
Well, Stephen, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
A pleasure.